Stone tallied a power play goal just 83 seconds into the game, and the Knights never trailed last night. Game 2 of the best of 7 is tomorrow in Dallas. Puck drops at 6:30. The series shifts to Las Vegas on Saturday night. The Las Vegas Aviators are on the road this week, taking their 4-game win streak into Sacramento for a 6-game series against the Rivercats that opens tonight.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Keeping an eye on a minor accident in the Northwest Valley on US 95 southbound just past Cheyenne, partially blocking the left HOV lane. Southbound 95 again between Cheyenne and Lake Mead Boulevard. Also in the Northwest, still working a wreck on the Beltway, 215 southbound at Lone Mountain. Going into Henderson, I should say leaving Henderson, 215 westbound at Windmill. Injury accident being reported there. Still have the one on the east side, too, on Boulder Highway at Sahara. Could be a few degrees cooler, but still expected to hit 90 degrees this afternoon with winds back up around 25 miles per hour. We're already up to 74 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic, brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Books further down the street with the people way down low.
This hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. It is the one program that is universally embraced by America's seniors, and we're talking about Medicare Advantage. It is something that everybody loves the benefits. They love the price. I can't find anybody to talk against it, except in the Biden administration, where they are trying to cut back on Medicare Advantage. I had a chance to visit with Charlie Katibi. Charlie is the deputy director of the Center for a Healthy America at the America First Policy Institute. And I asked him earlier today to explain to me why people love their Medicare Advantage.
There's a whole bunch of reasons. It is way cheaper to have than traditional Medicare. That's one. The program actually protects you like insurance should. The number one job of insurance is to protect you from high catastrophic medical bills. And that's what MA does. There is a cap on how much you can spend every year. And that's something that, frankly, traditional Medicare, government-run Medicare, does not have. And that's a big reason why lots of seniors on that program enter bankruptcy. But the great thing about Medicare Advantage is they cap your medical expenses, and they just make that just makes life and going to the doctor and going to the hospital a little bit more predictable in our crazy healthcare system.
I know that the current president, Joe Biden, has accused Republicans of trying to gut Medicare. Yet isn't the truth kind of the other way around, that it's his administration that is nickel and diming seniors as we know it?
That is correct, and it's so frustrating. It's been he has gone through two State of the Union addresses where he has accused Republicans of trying to cut Medicare, slash Medicare, and hurt seniors, and he's the one to protect it. But it's been 2 years in a row now that his administration has cut payments. He is sending fewer dollars to every Medicare Advantage enrollee right now over the past 2 years, and that has been gutting the program and making the program worse for seniors. He has cut the program, and this has led to fewer choices in the Medicare Advantage marketplace. It's led to higher premiums, and it's going to lead to fewer supplemental benefits that a lot of seniors rely on.
I want to ask you again, Charlie Katibi, joining us from the America First Policy Institute. Can you talk a little bit about various states where little by little by little by little they're trying to cut into Medicare Advantage?
Yes, absolutely. So there's been some fantastic analysis that has been put out by several groups that represent the Medicare Advantage insurers that run these Medicare Advantage plans. And in Alabama, Louisiana, and New Mexico, the number of plans available have decreased by 20%. And a big reason why is because when Biden has been cutting Medicare, these payments to cover all of our seniors, they simply cannot afford to continue to deliver this coverage in a lot of areas. So they've slashed certain plans and certain benefits. And in some states, premiums have actually increased quite a bit. In Florida, Utah, and Wyoming, premiums have increased over 50%. And overall, there was a 12% increase in deductibles that Medicare Advantage seniors have had to pay. So the cuts that he's been making have been devastating for seniors because they are the ones that have to pick up the tab for these decisions that he's making.
Can you talk about some of the programs within Medicare Advantage, that seniors absolutely are in love with, but that really benefit seniors all across America? Can you talk about just a couple of the programs that they will get with Medicare Advantage?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you get, unlike traditional Medicare, when you buy Medicare Advantage, you are entitled both to care from the doctor's office as well as from hospitals. That is something that traditional Medicare, when you enter it, you do not automatically get. When you go into Medicare Advantage, you get that. You also have access to a drug benefit. And you also have access to a lot of supplemental benefits that you have to pay much more for in traditional Medicare. But as I said before, I think the number one benefit that Medicare Advantage has over traditional Medicare is an out-of-pocket cap. When you are a senior and you sign up for Medicare Advantage, by law, you are not allowed to spend more than $7,800. That's what I believe the out-of-pocket cap is for Medicare Advantage. So if you undergo a serious illness, if you were hit by a car, whatever condition you are under as a senior, you will never pay more for that every year. That cap does not exist in traditional Medicare. That's why you have to pay for supplemental insurance, which is extremely expensive in fee-for-service Medicare. And for that reason, a lot of low-income seniors who cannot qualify for that, for supplemental insurance, oftentimes they have to go into medical bankruptcy, which is just horrible to enter into. So Medicare Advantage has a slew of benefits, and it is frankly tragic that President Biden wants to undermine this program, which has helped millions of seniors.
There you have it, Charlie Katibi from the America First Policy Institute, a guy that knows a lot about Medicare Advantage. I have not gotten there yet, but I will tell you that all of my senior friends are they totally embrace Medicare Advantage. And it's something that if you are getting close to Medicare age, you ought to be checking out Medicare Advantage. Really, really good. Coming up tomorrow, more on the Trump trial from New York. They're dark tomorrow. There's no trial tomorrow for Donald J. Trump. We'll assess the trial after day two. We'll do all that and more. That's tomorrow. Until we join you tomorrow at 6:05, and I hope you'll join us at 6:05. We always have so much fun right at sunrise. It's so much fun. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next.
Taste buds tired of the same routine? Well, folks, fire up those taste buds because it's time for Smokin' Pig Barbecue's authentic homestyle Q with all the fixings. Ooh-wee. That's right. There's nothing quite like the feeling of gathering with friends and family and savoring slow-smoked meats from Smokin' Pig and enjoying the good old days. We talking tender ribs falling off the bone, burgers piled high with all the fixings, and chicken so good it'll have you singing the blues. Don't forget our incredible brisket, a 12-hour smoke just for you. Add to that our famous appetizer for snacking with a beer and family, and our great sides and desserts. Everything from scratch like you like it. Barbecue ain't just about food. It's about creating memories. It's about friends and family having smiles that last long after the last bite is gone. So, don't let another weekend pass you by. Head down to Smokin' Pig Barbecue, because a good barbecue brings people together. And that's something to celebrate. 4379 North Las Vegas Boulevard. Or call 725-777-3988. Smokin' Pig Barbecue. Man, that's good. Get some now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
As much as I'd love to be, I'm the furthest thing from being a car guy. I feel like every time I take my car to the shop, be it for a routine maintenance or repair, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage. That's until I went to Meineke. See, Meineke is doing car care right. Meineke is total car care. Engines, brakes, tires, even oil changes. Meineke Car Care is your locally owned one-stop shop for total car care. Visit Meineke.com for a location near you. That's Meineke.com to schedule your appointment today. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Opening statements, close call, TikTok ban, and a shoe deal. It's all coming up, and Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, prosecutors made their opening statements yesterday. Reporters say that Trump fumed and shook his head when he was accused of lying, quote, over and over and over again to conceal an alleged scheme to buy the silence of Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors detailed how Trump, aided by allies, including the National Enquirer, used a catch-and-kill scheme to buy the rights to damaging stories about his private life. That's legal, by the way. There's nothing illegal about that. The prosecutor told the courtroom, this case is about a criminal conspiracy and a cover-up. The defendant, Donald Trump, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. Then he covered up the criminal conspiracy by lying in his New York business records over and over and over again. It was election fraud, pure and simple. Trump's attorney said the former president had nothing to do with paying Daniels. It was handled by a bookkeeper. Someone broke into the house of the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, 6:40 in the morning, smashed the window to get in the house, and Karen and her family were home. No word if they had any interaction, no injuries. The suspect was arrested, set on a $100,000 bail, which is interesting because Karen Bass is all for bail reform, but not if someone tries to break into her house. Turns out this fine fella has served 7 years in prison before in Massachusetts. We're a step closer to banning TikTok in America. The House already passed a ban on TikTok, but it didn't go anywhere in the Senate. This time, though, it was attached to that foreign aid Ukraine bill. So the Senate's not going to say no because of the TikTok. So this will probably happen. This version gives TikTok 1 year to sell, ideally to an American company, or it's banned in America. 170 million Americans use TikTok. I can't think of anything since Prohibition where something that is used by so many Americans will be banned. Caitlin Clark is now a member of the WNBA, all-time leading scorer in men's and women's basketball. One of my most controversial opinions I ever shared is that you can't compare the top female scorer with the top men's scorer. Pete Maravich played when there was no shot clock, no three-point line. He wasn't allowed to play his freshman year. He averaged 44 points again. Caitlin Clark averaged 26 points per game. So she played way more games. But whatever, you can't say any of that. She's now a member of the Indiana Fever, rookie salary of $76,000. But don't feel bad. She signed a new Nike shoe deal worth $28 million. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world from Ukraine to Israel. America's next. and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, last week in Pennsylvania, President Biden told a crowd that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea during World War II. Quite the headline, I'm sure you heard about it. Immediately, cannibals all over the world began filing defamation suits. Subsequently, Biden's statement was corrected as Joe's uncle was shot down over the Pacific, never to be seen again. But really, does it even matter what Mr. Biden puts forth? Often he clearly doesn't even know what he's saying. Same thing with Donald Trump. He's liable to say anything at any time. When he's bored, the words fly, and he's not checking Wikipedia for accuracy. But does it matter? No, it does not. Those who support Biden have to know he's way out there, but they're okay with it. His doddering does not penetrate their comfort zones. Same thing with the Don. MAGA folks are comfortable with him. Even if he became a cannibal, many would stay with him. Now, I well understand both Joe and Don are not capable of moderating their behavior. Most people aren't. Over the next 7 months, the ridiculous media will spend an enormous amount of time mocking and attacking what both presidential candidates say. But that's largely useless. We have all seen what each has done in office, and that should be what decides it in November. Actions, not words. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, mail. Virginia Luce, Andover, New Hampshire. Mr. O'Reilly, love BillO'Reilly.com. Listen to you explain everything so I can understand it. You're interesting and very succinct. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment, Virginia. My question, where does all the money come from that we give to other countries? It comes from Congress, which allots a budget. And then the actual money comes from the Treasury Department. They send the checks. Okay? In the case of Ukraine and Israel somewhat, we'll send actual weapons. Okay? But once our money gets into a foreign country, we don't have audit capabilities. Always remember that. Peggy Davis, Philadelphia, the main concern of voters and Republicans in Congress around giving money to Ukraine is that they are demanding there be accountability. There's not accountability anywhere. It's foreign aid. What are we going to do? Set up firms to look at how they're handling the aid? And not only for USA, but, you know, NATO and all of these countries, foreign aid in there, blunt Putin. Terrence, as they say, the witches in Salem got a fairer trial than Trump in New York. It is a witch trial. It is a witch hunt. He's right. Vicki Jordan, O'Fallon, Missouri, longtime fan, respecter of yours, Bill. I am a constitutional conservative with a biblical worldview. Where do I fit in? You got plenty of company on that one, Vicki. Plenty of company. Most conservative traditional Americans are straight down the line constitutionalists and the religious-based Bible people. Very common in the USA. You're not a minority. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As a mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 408 years ago today, one of the greatest writers of all time died in rural England. During his life, the author published 38 plays, 150 sonnets, 400 poems. Many are still performed to this day. Here is the story of William Shakespeare. Born in 1564 in the town of Stratford-upon-Avon, young William received a modest education in Latin and grammar. But as a commoner, Shakespeare was not allowed to attend an English college or university. Little is known about William until 1592, when his plays began appearing on the London stage. He became a moderate success among the English elite, as well as among the urban poor. The playwright and a group of actors soon opened the Globe Theater. During his relatively brief career, the Bard, as he was called, created the most popular plays in the English language: Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, King Lear, Macbeth, Julius Caesar, and Othello. He retired in 1613, the same year his Globe Theater burned to the ground. The writer and his family then returned to Stratford. There, the Bard suddenly died on April 23rd, 1616, at the age of 52. According to medical records, William was, quote, in perfect health at the time of his death. Shakespeare was buried 2 days later. The epitaph on his headstone includes a curse against anyone who tries to move his bones. The church underwent major renovations in 2008, but Shakespeare's body was not disturbed. And here's something else you might not know. William Shakespeare not only crafted his plays using the English language, he also contributed to it. The Bard created at least 2,000 new words. Many are used by Americans every day. They are bedroom, eyeball, gossip, lonely, puppy dog, kissing, among others. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.